Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. There's a group in Sacramento using dance to spark dialogue on issues that affect our community but can often be difficult to discuss. Founded in 2015, the Sacramento Dance Theater is rooted in its mission to foster creativity and innovation through dance. The company's latest production is playing this Saturday, March 7th at the Sophia in Sacramento. Lifted explores the realities and dangers of human trafficking from both a local and global lens. Artistic director and choreographer Jacob Gutierrez Montoya joins us today to explain how storytelling through movement can offer an entry point for difficult but important conversations. Jacob, welcome to Insight.
Thank you, Vicky, for having me.
So where did the idea for this production come from?
Yeah, about 10 years ago, my cousin, Wendy Calton, she introduced me to Agape International Missions. It's a local nonprofit that does global work to fight human trafficking on that scale. And I met the founders, Dawn and Bridget Brewster. And we had a conversation and we talked about what my company does. And they said this would be the perfect way for people to have conversations about what it is that we do, because sometimes it is hard to put words or start conversations with words. But when you see it through art, you're able to, I think, come through from a softer entry point. So that's kind of where it started.
How are you using dance and also theater to make the topic of human trafficking accessible?
Yeah. So in 2016, I worked with a survivor, and we talked about her story. We talked about kind of her journey in Cambodia, and then she moved here to the States, and then she got reintegrated. She went through the whole entire program, and now she's thriving as a person here. It's incredible. And so it started with that narrative. It started with how do we really put this into focus and then wrap movement around that. And so I took care. I wanted to make sure that she was very comfortable with everything that we were doing. And so every step of the way, I said, how does this song feel? Does this make sense for this part of your story? And so then I started to put movement into it and I started to paint the picture. And I didn't have to use words. I don't want people to come to this show and feel like this is being thrust upon them. I want them to enter and go as deep as they can and feel and change from that point.
This was originally performed, as you mentioned, back in 2016, so yeah. A decade ago. How did it feel to watch the performance come to life?
Back then, in 2016, it was extremely powerful, but I also knew it was extremely important. And that is actually why we remounted it today, because those same situations are happening. Mm-hmm. It's one might say it's more prevalent. And so I feel like watching it come to life and being able to share their story and give them a voice for the voiceless, it was important for our company. It was a milestone to be able to share something so difficult and have it be so well received. The people that came to the show thanked us endlessly for saying thank you for letting us in on this, because it was a hard topic to discuss with families and loved ones.
I mean, you are a well-known choreographer. You have been behind so many productions. How was it choreographing a production like this?
Ooh, it was challenging at first, because I think the movement can't be, it's not turnkey. We're not looking at using a pirouette. We're not using a leg. We're not using, you know, certain things that are maybe in a technical fashion. It had to come from a place of rawness, of intentionality. And so everything was perfectly curated to kind of enter into this world. So I would say it was a challenge, but one that I absolutely I cherish. That I was able and honored to be able to share someone's story in that way.
Why do you think dance is the right medium to explore human trafficking?
Well, as a dancer, I think sometimes it is hard to talk. I don't usually have that trouble personally, because I also do theater as well. But I think sometimes people don't have the words, and dance can be that vessel for things, and it truly just does spark something in people. People can go to any production that's danced and create a narrative that might be different than the person next to them.
So. You sent us a song. We're going to listen to it in just a second, but first tell us a little bit about it and how it works with the production.
So this is our finale. It's called There Will Be Time. And I'm going to get emotional. So it actually was, it takes you into this moment. It's right after she gets her fresh bed. She gets a brand new bed and she gets to lay in it, clean sheets for the first time in a very long time. And then she gets to feel a sense of freedom. And I feel like the work that's being done to fight human trafficking through Agape Internationals and different organizations, I think it's giving people that time to heal, to work towards the next iteration of them and the next part of their journey. So I think it's, there will be time for you.
Get to me, island man. Min wadi mi yidem ko antan wulli mi. Holy me, konji din mi oduna. What do you mean?
Within the cold light I live, to love and adore you, it's all that I am, it's all that I have. In the cold light I live, I only live for you, it's all that I am, it's all that I have.
Kwan holy me. Sidakal mo jadi war mi yidema, war mi yidema, men war mi yidema ko atano di mi konani nani 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 mi wa oh joni 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 wati.
So open up my eyes.
I can understand why you get emotional. How should the audience prepare? Should they emotionally prepare ahead of this performance?
I would say the best preparation is coming in with an open mind and an open heart and just knowing that, yeah, you're stepping into something that might be hard and dark, but there is hope there that we are sharing. And that is 2/3 of the production is the hope. We do share some of the pieces that are difficult, but most of it is about the hope and the work being done.
There is an age advisory for this show. So what would you like people to know about that?
Yeah. So this is the first time for us to have done this because we didn't do this last time. And this was just something I think with our climate, we decided this would be a good idea to do. There's nothing inappropriate about this show. However, of course, the content, the subject matter is something where I'd like for people to have the opportunity to share with their families. Is this something that we are ready to talk about? I don't want you to go to the theater and be completely shocked about what it is that you are entering. And so I think it's a way for us to say, this might not be the right time for you. However, I would say I would encourage people to not shy away from this conversation. I don't think shying away from meaningful educational conversations has ever served us. And so I think this is kind of, it's a moment for us to do that.
Yeah, and it's recommended for 13 and up ages.
Yes. Yes.
What resources, or will you have resources available?
Yeah, Agape International Missions will be in the lobby to talk about their organization and what they do. I would also recommend Three Strands Global, another local organization that worked with us on the last iteration of this show. They're doing incredible work. So
that's wonderful. And, you know, this also marks more than a decade that the Sacramento Dance Theater has been around.
Yes.
I started in 2015. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this evolution over the last decade plus, and, you know, you're a fundamental creative anchor here in Sacramento.
Oh, thank you for saying that. We love what we do. We are here to stay. We're here to make sure that we are working with different organizations to create their mission, on the stage. And what's been great about it, over the last 10 years, we've worked with different organizations, NorCal Services for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing. We've worked with the UC Davis Comprehensive Cancer Center, with Shriners organizations. So we've been just inserting ourselves in all these different conversations. And then in 2022, we found our home at the Sophia, home of the B Street Theater. And so we've been doing those productions there with their support. And so I feel like that was a real big marker for us that we are anchoring down here, and we've got the support of artists alike. So
why was the Sacramento Dance Theater needed back in 2015 when it was created?
For me, I found that I wanted to create work that meant something, that really had a very specific lens. And I think I love to be creative too. I love to take an idea and make something. However, when you put down someone else's mission, you say, I want you to create something about this, it just created an entire different dialogue that we were able to have. So I don't know if it came out of a need, but it was a desire for me as an artist. And then I think it became something that ended up being a need for others.
Yeah, that is so powerful. Finally, for people who want to go on Saturday, March 7th, tickets still available?
Tickets are still available. It's March 7th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. It's at the Sophia, home of the B Street Theater. And yeah, we'd love to have you there. And we promise it'll be a moving and important show to see.
Jacob, as always, thanks for stopping by.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having me, Vicky.
Jacob Gutierrez Montoya is the artistic director of the Sacramento Dance Theater and the choreographer for Lifted, which will be performed at the Sophia in Sacramento this Saturday, March 7th, with two showings. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, send us an email. We're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.